We live in a world where we have all, to one degree or another, been inflicted with this idea that we're not enough. Not enoughness controls our actions, it controls how we move through life, and it actually has a tremendous impact upon our level of discontent, lack of fulfillment, and lack of joy. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to embody more of those states of being. But until we start realizing that we are enough, that we have enough, things are never going to change in our experience. And let me give you some examples of this in our personal lives. Think about it. You know, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not old enough. I'm not wise enough. Oh, I don't have enough followers on social media. I don't have enough money in the bank to be secure. I don't have enough stuff around me to feel like I'm important, to feel like I'm secure, to feel like I'm rich. I don't have enough. We're all inflicted by it every day. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not handsome enough. It drives our actions and moves us through our experience. And it doesn't just play out with you and me and the person we see in the mirror. It plays out on a macro level. We have governments. We have corporate institutions that are driven by not enough. We're not making enough tax revenue. We don't have a strong enough military force. We don't have enough land to feel secure. We don't have enough natural resources to secure ourselves to an abundant life in the future. You can see how it controls every facet of our lives. How do we break this chain? How do we move out of this sense of not being enough? Stop it. You'll go blind. You'll go blind to your fulfillment. You'll go blind to your joy. You'll go blind to the possibilities in your life. You'll go blind to ever, never having the ability to find true happiness and contentment. As long as this idea and this conversation of not enough is running the show, you're never going to have enough. I can think of my own past, you know, back in my old corporate days. Oh, you needed to have a portfolio that was worth X amount of dollars, and then that would be enough. I never got there. And as a result, I was discontent, unfulfilled, unhappy with the results that I had created because it was never enough. Look at how it's fueled the credit crisis. More people are out there buying stuff that they can't afford on credit card because they're trying to fill that space of not enough. I can tell you this, you are not going to fill it out there. You're not going to fill it with stuff. You're not going to fill it with more of this or more of that. You're not going to fill it with fuller lips or a lower body fat percentage or less gray hairs in your head. It's not going to work. So how do we open up to this state of being enough? First of all, foremost, it's to set the intention, to set the intention to be enough. And you start with the person in the mirror within you. And you look in that mirror and you say, I am enough. You're actually more than enough. But let's just get to I am enough before we can worry about becoming more of enough. And don't worry about what's going to fuel you to higher levels. This is where we need to make the shift from having not enoughness be our driver for more to having our heart space and our soul's desire to experience life, to learn, to grow, to express, to be creative. Allow that to be your driver for expansion. We're all on the edge of creation. The universe is expanding through each and every one of us. That means we need to be committed to our learning and our growing and our evolving and our expression and our creativity and our listening to our divine guidance and loving ourselves and the world around us. That's how we continue to expand in a way where we can truly find fulfillment, joy, happiness, contentment, security, and a sense of being enough. So with that being said, let's do a little sound healing process around this because I want you to feel that sense of enoughness within you. And when you do, you'll open up to a whole new world of possibilities, a whole new world of miracles and expression and prosperity and true abundance and true joy and true happiness and true vibrant health. It's all right there within you. So take some nice deep breaths. And gently say to yourself, I am enough. Bringing your attention to your heart space. Watching your breathing. Letting any of your own personal stories go of not being enough. And remember, you're the universe in motion. Made up of the same beautiful, powerful, more than enough energy that makes up this beautiful world we live in. Breathe in deeply. Take another deep inhale. Bring your attention to your heart space. For the next few moments, just watch your breath. Breathe in that note. Gently let it go. In reality, you are more than enough. Be in gratitude for the blessings that you have surrounded yourself with, that you are, your gifts, your talents, the ability to see, the ability to touch, the ability to navigate the contrasting experiences in your life and to learn from them and to grow from them. You are enough. Set that intention for yourself. Affirm it to yourself on a regular basis. Get up in the morning, even though your hair's all over this way and that way, look in those beautiful eyes of yours and say, I am enough. Embody that frequency, that energy. You will lift yourself up to new heights. Rise above the static and noise of the modern day world, the challenges in your life, the obstacles that you face, and realize that you are truly a blessing. And you have an opportunity to live a truly blessed-filled life, a life filled with miracles, a life filled with unlimited possibilities. Carry that thought through you as you go through this week ahead. Hold that space, never forgetting that you are enough. So hey, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Subscribe every week. We're going to bring out little mindset processes, mindsets, healing processes, sound healing processes to support you in revealing the beautiful divine masterpiece that's within you so that you can truly compose the life of your dreams. Looking forward to sharing with you. Also on Wednesdays, I post a musical note. It's really just an opportunity to work with just this process alone that I shared on this video today. Make sure you tune in on Wednesdays on my YouTube channel. I'll also be on Instagram and on Facebook. I had to remember the other one, right? And then of course, you can always download your free track of high vibration music to support you in tuning the strings of your life at markromeromusic.com/gift, markromeromusic.com/gift. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for your commitment to being enough. Have a harmonious day.